Hello and welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon and we continue our business article today entitled A Humble Beginning. Back in the studio, I have Joe and Carolyn. Welcome, panelists.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Great to be back.
Carolyn, what is something that we learned yesterday that you would like to remind our listeners of?
Well, we are focusing on Mr. Borges, and he had very humble beginnings indeed. He came to the United States with very little language ability. He did not speak English, and his persistence, I think, is something that our listeners should be aware of. This man does not give up.
Yes, that's very true. We learned that yesterday. Joe, something else that kind of stuck out yesterday?
Sort of the weird twists and turns life takes as he showed up to the United States to start a karate franchise. And then the whole plan fell through and his life took a very different direction. I think that's kind of interesting to see just how our lives sort of have all these different twists and turns.
Yeah, that's true. What do we do with failure? You know, when we fail, do we just say, okay, never mind, I'm not going to do that? Or do we try again? I mean, there are times, I'm sure, when maybe that wasn't the right thing and we should move on to something else. We have to be able to discern that. But many times, I think, Carolyn, we give up too soon, don't we?
Yeah. And so it's really nice to see that all of his hard work has paid off and that in the end, he's been able to own his own company after starting out sweeping the production floor of this company.
Yes, and we learned about his background yesterday. He is from Brazil, and he earned a bachelor's degree in business and commerce there. And so he does have the education. He's studied business, and so that's helpful as well for what he's doing. It's not like he just showed up and now he owns his own business, which that could happen too. But it makes a little more sense that he actually has some education.
It does, but something unique about him is that he loves to learn things and ask questions.
Yes.
So I think that even if he didn't have this business background, if he saw it as a viable career for himself once arriving in the United States, I think he would have asked enough questions and talked to the right people that he would have been able to get there anyway.
Very good point.
I think that's so true. Just having kind of that inquisitive nature about things, wanting to ask questions, learn more, and you definitely see it here with just how he goes up the ladder and becomes a leader and not just an employee.
Right. He was sweeping the floors there, but he was asking people running the machines about how they did their work. And then when one lost their job or gave up their job, rather, he was able to fill that position because he had already been asking questions and he had been learning. And that's something we can do in our own jobs. Maybe you don't like what you're doing right now. Well, you can look around and start asking questions. Maybe there's something else that you can move into once you learn how to do it. Well, we are on page 29 today. So if you have your magazines or your digital device, you can follow along. Right now, we will have our first reading for today.
He was later promoted to production manager. And when the plant manager retired, Borges was offered the job. Then in 2011, Amco was sold to a European company, he said, and Borges was picked to help manage 6 plants in 5 states. He relocated to Michigan with his family, but he was on the road for about 38 weeks each year. He later resigned and returned to Long Island. With Amco closed, the European company closed it in 2013, Borges saw an opportunity to fill a void. He called his former boss and mentor at Amco to talk to him about buying equipment and starting a company. The ex-boss told him about the original Spectra, which he said was struggling.
Okay, so yesterday we learned that, Borges, he was not afraid to speak up in meetings, and he spoke up and challenged a marketing idea, the boss liked his idea. And today we learned that once again, he's moving up, Carol.
That's right. We find out that he was later promoted to production manager. So now he's gone from sweeping the floors to being management of that production floor.
And could you just imagine if you were one of his coworkers, like if you were another guy who was sweeping the production floor, and, you know, a few months later, your, like, janitor buddy is now your boss?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it happened in just a few months, but over the course of time, he has moved up, and it does seem to be a fairly fast progression.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, they could pick up on that when he was working with them, that this guy's, you know, kind of different and that he's asking questions about other jobs and stuff. I think most people maybe wouldn't do that. And so maybe they could see that in him. So in that sense, it may not be surprising. But yeah, on the other hand, you don't normally see that. So it is inspiring.
Absolutely. And I feel like that must have been encouraging to other people. Like, hey, you know, take an interest in what you're doing. Stop goofing off.
Right.
We were talking about yesterday.
And then we learned that when the plant manager retired, Borges was offered the job. Okay. And so, you know, he continues to move up. And then what happens in 2011, Carolyn?
Well, Amco, which is the company that he was working for, that company was sold to a different company, which was based in Europe. And Borges apparently had a pretty good reputation with them because he was picked to help manage 6 plants in 5 different states.
So this is actually a really interesting story. And I was watching this interview that he was giving, and he was actually talking about this moment where the European company, it was actually a competitor of Amco's. They were just coming to check things out, thinking about buying it. And one of the guys on the team that went could speak Spanish. And he started talking to Borges, and they struck up a conversation in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And Borges said it was just this amazing experience just talking to a guy in Spanish, and they really started a nice relationship. Mm. And so through just a bit of conversation and starting to develop that relationship, this European company said, hey, we've bought your company. Why don't you also come and work for us? We'll give you an even higher position.
Mm. Wow. That's incredible that he had these connections, these opportunities. But we all have opportunities. We don't always take them. This man, he seems to take the opportunities that are given him.
He just takes it and he runs with it.
Yeah. And so he was able to manage 6 plants in 5 states. That's a big job. And he actually relocated to the state of Michigan with his family. But he was busy. He was traveling a lot, right?
Yes. And it says that he was on the road, which means he was traveling, for about 38 weeks each year. That is pretty much all the time. There are only 52
yeah,
weeks in a year.
There are only so many weeks.
So most of the time he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be tiring, right? After a while, especially if you have a family, that can get old. Probably very quickly. It would for me. So he later resigned. And then he returned to New York. He returned to Long Island. And then we learned that this company, Amco, actually closed.
Right. So that European company closed it in 2013. And Borges, once again, saw an opportunity to fill a void. He saw another chance for him to take.
So he's always looking for something, right? He's looking for these opportunities, and he wants to take hold of those. And so he sees this opportunity to fill a void. That's a good phrase to know.
Right. If you're filling a void is a hole, emptiness. And if you fill that, that means you fill in the hole. You put something there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fill a void, then you can use that opportunity to make progress or kind of put something in like this niche position.
Yeah.
And fill in a need.
Right. That's, I think, the key point in this context. He sees the opportunity. He knows that he has what it takes to fill that gap, basically.
Right. And that's another way we describe it, right? Fill in a void, fill in the gap. He sees a space that is just calling for him to take.
Mm-hmm. So what does he do? He calls his former boss and his mentor at Amco to talk to him about buying equipment and so forth. So he obviously had a good relationship with the boss there, so much that he calls him his mentor, Joe.
Right. You know, and this is something that also speaks volumes about his personality is the idea that he sets up mentors, kind of teachers, that guide him through life and through his company. And I think that people who are making really big developments in their lives, whether it's, you know, business, or I think even, you know, in religion, in churches, mentors are people that can help really train you, guide you, give you ideas, because they're someone who has more experience, and they share that experience with you, and they also kind of walk that life journey with you as well.
It's really helpful to have a mentor. There are different kinds. Oftentimes we use this in a business context. Someone that maybe works in your company is sort of mentoring you. They're helping you to know how to do the work and informing you about the different things it takes in order to fulfill that job well. But also in life, we have mentors, and that's very important, that you can ask them questions about life, and because of their experience, or in the religious sense, their relationship with God, they can help you and give you a lot of tips and advice. So I would encourage you listeners, if you don't have a mentor, you can think about how to find one.
Yeah. Right. Mentors are just such a wonderful thing. I think for me, you know, both professionally and religiously, I have a couple of mentors, and sometimes we'll just meet up over a cup of coffee, but there's so much I learn from those people that I wouldn't learn from a classroom.
Exactly. And it's super helpful. Well, so he called his boss, his mentor at AMCO, talked to him about buying equipment and starting a company. What did the ex-boss tell him?
Well, he said that the ex-boss told him about the original Spectra, and that company was also struggling. So AMCO has closed, and this other plastics company called Spectra is also struggling to stay afloat, to stay open, and to do business. And we see that it says the original Spectra because it is differentiating between this previous company and the company that Borges now owns, which is also called Spectra, but it's Spectra Polymers and Colors, Inc.
Right. So it can be a little confusing with all the different names here, but that's a very good explanation. And we're going to learn more about the former owner of Spectra in our next paragraph, which is our next reading for today.
Buying a business. Borges went to talk to Alicia Colis, the owner. He told her he wanted to buy an extruder machine, which turns plastic pellets into strands. At one point, he asked her, "What else is for sale?" She answered, "What would you like to buy?" An hour later, "I purchased the company," he said. Colis said Borges impressed her. "He just was very enthusiastic," she said. "I felt he could bring the business to the place I thought it needed to go." Borges sought the help of the Small Business Development Center, SBDC, at Farmingdale State College to help him write a business plan, forecast sales, and gather the documentation needed to buy the business. He listened. He allowed the information to sink in. And he took action, said Jason Cole, the SBDC certified business advisor who worked with Borges. That is kind of the secret to success. Borges reflected on his journey to owning his own business in this country. "I really wanted to do this for myself after 20 years, from sweeping the floor to running the machines, to fixing them, to learning the management side of the business," he said.
Okay, so we just learned that Borges, his ex-boss, told him to go to the original Spectra, and that's where he went. He went to talk to Alicia Colas, and at that time, she was the owner. What did he tell her, Caroline?
Well, he told her that he wanted to buy some things. He wanted to buy an extruder machine, and that machine turns plastic pellets into strands. And a strand is a long rope or wire or cord, just something that is long and thin.
Right. We have a photo there just below that paragraph that you can see basically what you were just saying. We see some long strands there. So these, they put these plastic pellets into that machine, and then they produce these long strands. And also, what is a strand?
So again, you know, we're just talking about that cord, that thread. And it's so fascinating because, you know, we buy plastics all the time. I get a plastic, like a bottle of water, a bottle of Coke, or I have a cup made of plastic. And I never really think about the process that goes into making my cool looking, like, Hello Kitty cup.
Yeah.
Or like whatever cup I happen to have. Huh. And it's interesting to think about everything that goes on behind it and that whole process, you know, taking these pellets and making it into colorful strands.
Yeah. And we also think of a strand like a strand of hair, right? And so there are different ways that you can use that word. Next, we see that he asked her what else is for sale. So this man, he's very determined, Carolyn. He went in, he's asking what's for sale. And how does she answer that question?
Well, what would you like to buy? because as we mentioned, Spectra, this original Spectra, was struggling. Mm. And so it sounds like Miss Colas was looking to sell some things and, you know, just try to make a little money and support her company as best she could. And here, Borges, he wants to start his own company and start his own business, and he wants an extruder machine to do that and maybe get a few other things.
Yeah, she was willing to sell a lot. We see an hour later that he purchased the company. So he went to buy a machine, and he walks away with the company.
It's incredible. I mean, just the idea that you walk in to get, like Brandon said, just, you know, a machine, you want to start something, maybe work in the garage, and then you walk out and you have a company. And it's so funny. So, you know, in the interview I had watched, he mentioned going home that night, and his wife said, "Oh, hey, honey, how's your day?" He goes, "Oh, great, we bought a company." What? And said, "Don't worry, we're in a lot of debt, but it'll be an adventure."
Yeah, I may have wanted something like that, but, you know, I guess he's done so much already. Why not?
Right. Well, and again, that's kind of the spirit that he has, right? And Cola said that Borges really impressed her, and you can kind of see why.
Yeah, I think he's impressed a lot of people along the way. And she tells us why.
He was just very enthusiastic. And if you're enthusiastic, that means that you're excited about things. You have a lot of energy, and you're just very positive about what you're doing.
She felt that he could bring the business to the place where it needed to go. And so she saw something in him, so she was willing to sell the company. And as we said, it was struggling anyway, so maybe she was thinking of selling it. And here walks in this man, and there you have it. The rest is history.
And the idea that just in an hour conversation, you walk away owning a company is absolutely incredible.
It is. And so Borges sought the help of the Small Business Development Center, or SBDC, and this was at a state college. And why was he going there for help?
Well, so he had a bachelor's degree in business and commerce, which he earned in Brazil, but things in the United States can be very complicated. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of laws surrounding businesses and purchasing businesses and all of that. So he needed to get some help to write a business plan, forecast sales, and gather the documentation needed to buy the business.
Okay, so there's a lot there. We can kind of imagine what a business plan might be. There are a lot of details there for what you're going to do with your business. But when we talk about forecast sales, what are we referring to?
So, you know, as a company, you need to be able to predict a little bit, like forecasting the weather, what your company is going to be doing in future quarters. And so he needs to be able to learn that skill and kind of predict what his sales will look like as his company moves forward.
Right. And then, of course, you need certain documents. You need the right documents to file to maybe, you know, start your business and so forth. And so this center there helped him get that information together. And the next two words are two words that we all need to be reminded of in life. What did he do? Did he reject this information?
No. He listened. So it's very important to listen and not just kind of expect other people to do things, right? You need to learn how to do them as well, and that is exactly what Borges did. He took the time to listen and allowed the information that he was learning from this business development center to sink in.
Yeah. So he didn't just listen and say, okay, I'm going to start on this right away. He kind of mulled it over. He was kind of meditating on it, thinking about it, and he allowed that information to really sink in, and so it made sense to him.
Right. And sink in is just this great way of describing how you process information and really take it all in and think about what it means.
Yeah. So he listened, and then he thought about it, and then he took action. Sometimes, Carolyn, we are too quick to take action.
Yes, sometimes we kind of get ahead of ourselves and jump into something that we aren't ready to do. And maybe he was a little hasty in purchasing the company in an hour conversation, but he did take his time in trying to understand what everything that he needed to do and what pieces needed to be in place for this to be a successful business venture.
That's right, and this is according to Jason Cole. He's the SBDC Certified Business Advisor, the one giving him this information, the advice. And if you're certified, oftentimes, you know, if you're in a certain line of work, you need certification. As a teacher, you need that in most cases. And so if you're certified, that means someone gives you kind of your seal of approval. You're official, right?
Right. You have all the right documents, titles, seals that says you can do this job.
All right. And he goes on, Jason goes on to say, that is kind of the secret to success. And I think he's right that listening and allowing information to seek in, to be willing to take advice, it's not always easy, especially maybe the older you get, right? We think, oh, I don't need someone else's advice, but it's really important to be teachable.
Right. And not only is he teachable, but after being taught, he took action. I think so many of us, you know, we take classes, we read tons of books, but then we don't take the action that we're trying to learn how to do.
That's the other end of the spectrum. We can be too quick to act sometimes. In other cases, we can be too slow to act. And we need to know the right timing. Timing is very important. And so in the end, we see that Borges, he says he really wanted to do this for himself after 20 years. And he goes on to talk about how he was sweeping the floor and running the machines and fixing them and learning the management side of the business. So, Carolyn, this kind of summarizes his business career in the United States.
Right. And I think that this speaks volumes of his character, but it also really shows that he understands every aspect of the business he's going to run. I think sometimes it can be very difficult for CEOs or presidents of companies who kind of come in from a different field, like, oh, I've run this one business, so now I'm going to run this other business over here, but not understand every level of the business production.
Yeah.
And here, Borges understands all of it, from sweeping the floors to operating the machines to fixing the machines, and then also the business side as well.
And that could be so incredibly valuable if you allow it to be, and because you've been where people are, and you can speak into those situations. And so I think you can be a much more effective leader if you allow that experience to help you out in your leadership.
Right. I think it's very encouraging, and I hope it's encouraging for listeners, to see this long journey, you know, to see him go over 20 years building up experiences and not being discouraged by, oh, my initial plans didn't work out, I'm sweeping the floor. Oh, I have to take a risk and I'm challenging the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, my company got sold. Oh, and you know, looking at his life and saying, it's a process. Yeah. Not everything happens at once, and success comes over time and effort.
That's true. You know, he bought this company, but when you're in the business world, you want to be successful, right? And so in the sidebar there on page 29, it's called Making a Profit. And we learn here how he is making a profit. So Carolyn, not only is he, you know, he's bought this business, but it seems that he is already successful. Could you read that sidebar for us?
Sure. It says, Borges bought the company with $60,000 of his own money and $500,000 in financing from the previous owner, Alicia Colas, who is now the new company's director of operations. In the short time Borges, 39, has been at the helm, he said the company has gone from losing $40,000 a month to posting a profit of $29,000 a month in August.
All right.
And that is incredible. You know, usually businesses, when they just get started, if you can break even your first 2 or 3 years, that's considered pretty impressive. But to be able to go from loss to a profit in such a short time, it's incredible. And again, that sort of goes back to what we were talking about our first day with this article, where he's just constantly knocking on doors, constantly making phone calls, and always looking for that next opportunity.
And we see that he, along with the old owner, are working together. She is still working there. She is the director of operations. And, you know, she, or the original Spectra, is helping to finance this deal. And so it's kind of a joint operation in some ways. And then we have some good words here. We see that in the short time that Borges has been at the helm, we use that a lot in the business world, don't we?
Right. It just talks about, you know, you are the leader, you are leading that company, you're the CEO or boss, you're the person who's leading that ship, as it were.
Right. And then we also see the difference in the money. He's making a profit. We use the word posting. It's posting a profit of $29,000, so that they are making that amount of money. So we have really been inspired, I think, by this man's story. And there are different aspects. Maybe one point speaks to you more than another. I really like the fact that, in spite of not knowing the language, he went for it anyway, and he has been a huge success. So this reminds us that we can't let things stop us from doing what we know we should do. Whatever calling or vision that you have, that you're passionate about, you don't have to let the things that you're not good at right now stop you from achieving those goals. So we hope that you have found this month's business article to be helpful, not only maybe in your work, but also life in general. And Joe and Carolyn, thank you for joining us for this month's business article.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, we thank you for joining us today as well. And we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon.
And Carolyn.
And Joe.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.